Hello.
Hello, my name is
Hello.
Alex. We are calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Hector County. Are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yeah.
You are registered to vote?
Okay. Yes.
And generally, do you think that things in Hector County are in the right track or on the wrong track?
Oh, well, shoot. I'd say the wrong.
Thank you. What is the most important issue facing Hector County right now?
I would say that again.
What is the most important issue facing Hector County?
I think the interest rates are hurting everybody.
I'm sorry, what?
The interest rate.
Oh, interest rate, okay. How would you rate economic conditions in Hector County?
Fair.
Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better, worse, or about the same as it is today?
I hope it's better. That's all I can say.
How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the job of any close family members in Hector County? Very concerned, someone concerned, not too concerned, not concerned at all.
Concerned, I would say.
Very concerned.
I'm in the building industry, so yeah.
Very
concerned.
Okay, very or somewhat concerned?
Somewhat.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of quality and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each one in Hector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor? The availability of culture opportunities such as theaters, museums, and music. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Offering job opportunities in your field?
Poor.
The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Fair.
Fair. Okay, public transportation?
Poor.
Natural beauty and physical setting?
Fair.
Thank you. Public safety and low crime?
Fair.
Quality of the public schools?
Fair.
A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth?
Fair.
Thank you. Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
Fair.
Availability of affordable housing?
Poor.
Being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
Fair.
Effective leadership from elect officials?
Fair.
Availability of quality healthcare?
Fair.
Thank you. We are halfway of the survey. We're almost done. please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people. For families with children, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Fair.
Thank you. People living below the poverty line?
Poor.
Immigrants from other countries?
Fair.
Thank you. People like you?
Good.
Racial and ethnic minorities?
Poor.
Young single people?
Poor.
Retired?
Good.
Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Poor.
Thank you. And how would you rate overall the quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life...
How many more questions are there? Because I got to go.
We're almost done, sir. We're almost done. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Probably stay about the same.
Thank you. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with visions and plans for economic development in Hector County? Very familiar, someone familiar, not too familiar. Okay. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Very confident, someone confident, not too confident, not confident
Not confident.
Not confident at all? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. And community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? Very familiar, so what? Not too familiar, not familiar at all.
Yeah, not familiar.
And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Very confident, somewhat, not too confident.
No, not confident at all.
Okay. And how likely are you or immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, very likely or somewhat?
Very likely. Okay.
In your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or your family member are likely to move from the area? Because of the poor economic conditions, lack of job, low pay, better opportunity elsewhere, or family reasons, retirement, poor educational opportunities for them or your children, leadership, vision. We are almost done, sir. After finishing this, we will not be calling you back.
You got to tell people, and you don't call them on Friday night. Don't do that on Friday, okay?
We are almost done, sir.
That's what you've been saying.
Okay, so in your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or your family member are likely to move from the area?
Because retirement.
Retirement, okay. And finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
High school.
Graduate college?
12th grade.
Thank you.
High school.
In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I would say Independent. We're all
Thank you. And what is your age?
64.
And do you have a scale, I'm sorry, do you have a school age child living in your household?
Nope.
Which of the following best describe your race or ethnicity? White, African American, Hispanic, Asian, or other?
White.
And is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to gas or oil industry?
No.
Is your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $40,000, $40,000 to $75,000, or $75,000 and above?
$40,000 to whatever that was. I couldn't hear you.
Okay. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, student, or unemployed?
Full-time.
And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself to be male, female, or something else?
Male.
Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
No, I'm not even in Texas, this is Wyoming.
Okay, sir. The survey has been completed. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.
Bye.